Hello.
Hi, my name is Khadijah, returning your call with customer support.
Okay. My name is Sonetta Gardner. I was looking at my bank statement and I noticed there's money been taken out of my account from this number. Well, from another number I'd call. Hold on, let me understand. And I'm fixing to go to the bank and asked for them to investigate. I was taking out of my account $124 and I think 94 cents. Hold on. And I never ordered anything from
Okay.
you guys.
Yes, ma'am. Can I get your zip code?
Let's see where I'm right now. I'm Alabama, but I'm here temporary as a student intern. Let me give it to you. Hold on. Let me turn this thing down. And I noticed it did it again. I've been so busy I hadn't checked it, but we'll go through it. Hold on. Okay. Right now I'm at 35216.
And what's your first and last name?
It's Sonata Gardner.
Miss
Gardner,
you have verified the address for security purposes.
Okay. Now I'm only here temporary. I'm going to give you my, because I'm a student intern, and I'm my permanent address is
okay.
547.
No, ma'am. I need the address associated with this one, the 35216 zip code.
Oh, okay. Hold up.
Yes, ma'am.
Right.
Okay.
Okay, it is 2120 Emerald Point Drive, apartment 2. Vesta, let's see, Vestavia Hills, Alabama, 35216.
Okay, yes, ma'am. The reason why you're saying that's charged for $124.94 is because you had got them products on a 7-day trial. You got that eye cream and that face serum. You got them on a 7-day trial. By you not calling back in 7 days, you was placed in the auto shipment. Every month you'll get those products on the same date for $124.94. But the reason why you're sending $124.94 now is because you're paying for the products you already have.
What?
Yes, ma'am.
I didn't see anything about reoccurring.
Yes, ma'am, it was in those terms and conditions.
Well, I'm going to send you back the product, and I want my money back.
Okay, we don't step in the products back, ma'am. Once they leave the warehouse, they are for the customer to keep.
Well, here's the problem I have, because in 7 days that it hadn't done nothing for me. And I've been using it for 7 days, if that's what you're saying.
Yes, ma'am. And you could have just simply called us back and let us know the product didn't work out for you, and we would have simply kept counseling. You could have kept that product.
Well, I did not see that on there. I wouldn't be calling.
Yes, sir. It does stay. I'm sorry. Yes, ma'am. It does stay sitting in the terms and conditions.
No, I didn't see it. All I did was I ordered it, and it's supposed to be for trial. But I didn't know I was going to have to pay for it. I wouldn't have gotten it.
Yes, ma'am. It was a 7-day trial.
All right. Is there any more reoccurring?
Yes, ma'am. It's every month until you call.
No,
uh-uh.
No. You go ahead and you cancel it right now.
Even if I was going to get the product for you at a 50% discount every day? I'm sorry, every month?
No, cancel it, period.
Yes, ma'am, but I do see where you are prompted to get it 75% off every month.
I said take it off. Cancel it, period.
Yes, ma'am. Give me 1 second. Yes, ma'am, we do hate to lose you as the customer. That is a good product, ma'am. We do have good reviews.
No, it's not. It hasn't done anything for me for the 7 days that I've been using.
Yes, ma'am, but I can go ahead and get that product for you every 60 days at a 75% discount.
Lady, what did I tell you? Cancel it right now.
Okay, yes, ma'am. I did go ahead and get your account canceled. Is there anything else I can do for you today?
That's all.
Okay, thanks for calling customer support.